Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. The European Commission opened two antitrust investigations into Apple's App Store and Apple Pay practices on Tuesday. One will follow up on complaints by Spotify and Rakuten into whether Apple had broken EU competition rules with its 30% cut on subscriptions and sales of ebooks through its App Store. The Commission will also look into whether or not Apple Pay violates EU competition rules by limiting NFC functionality on iPhones and Apple Watches so that financial service providers can't offer NFC inside their own app. Apple announced it will start selling an SSD upgrade kit for the Mac Pro. The kit will let consumers upgrade the Mac Pro to 8 terabytes of storage. Apple also announced that you can now get the 16-inch MacBook Pro with the Radeon Pro 5600M card, which offers 8 gigabytes of HBM2 memory, an acclaimed 75% performance boost over the 4G 5500M card. Amazon told Politico that its CEO Jeff Bezos is willing to testify before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee on the issue of antitrust. Amazon sent a letter to the House committee on Sunday. Antitrust hearings are scheduled for July. According to the letters seen by Axios, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee contacted Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, and Facebook to seek voluntary testimony from all CEOs and documents as part of a larger probe into big tech competitive concerns. These letters also suggested that subpoenas would be used to produce documents and testimony if not offered voluntarily. The 2020 Reuters Institute Digital News Report notes that people rely on Instagram for news twice as much as they did in 2018, particularly if they're young adults. Of respondents surveyed in 40 countries, in the UK, close to 25% of 18 to 24-year-olds used Instagram as a source of news about coronavirus. More than a third of all people who answered the survey said they use Instagram, two-thirds under 25 years old. 11% said they use it to get news, which is only 1 point behind Twitter. However, only 26% of people said that they trusted social media as a source of information about coronavirus. National governments and news organizations were both trusted by about 59%. The Wall Street Journal's sources say that streaming service Quibi is on pace to sign up less than 2 million users by the end of its first year in operation under the company's original target of 7.4 million. According to the analytics firm Sensor Tower, Quibi had 3.8 million downloads as of June 7th. After hitting a reported peak of 379,000 downloads on its April 6th launch, the streaming service did not exceed 20,000 downloads for any day in the first week of June. As of the end of May, 1.5 million users signed up for a 90-day free trial, which begins ending in early July. Since its founding in 2018, the company has raised $1.75 billion, but estimates that by Q3 it will have spent $1 billion of that money, including a budgeted $350 million on content in 2019. Dropbox launched Dropbox Passwords, a dedicated password manager similar to 1Password or LastPass. The company also launched Dropbox Vault for sensitive documents, securable with a 6-digit PIN and encrypted when they're uploaded, downloaded, or stored on Dropbox servers. Dropbox also added the ability to back up folders from PCs or Macs to a Dropbox account. Dropbox Passwords and Vault are both available in beta today for mobile users on the Dropbox Plus plan, which starts at $11.99 per month. The backup feature is available in beta for Dropbox Basic, Professional, and Plus users. Dropbox also made the HelloSign e-signature a native feature within Dropbox in private beta, coming to all users next month. Germany asked its citizens to download its new contact tracing app to help stop the spread of coronavirus infections. The CoronaWarn app uses the API from Apple and Google's technology, is now available on Android and iOS, and uses Bluetooth to measure close contacts between people, issuing a warning to applicable parties if someone tests positive for COVID-19. Italy, Poland, and Latvia have also launched similar apps based on the same technology from Apple and Google. Lenovo's Flex 5G laptop, which it announced back at CES as the Yoga 5G, is now available for pre-order for $1,399.99 as a Verizon exclusive in the United States. The Flex 5G has Qualcomm's new Snapdragon 8cx processor, which touts 24 hours of use off a single charge, and also Qualcomm's X55 5G modem, which supports LTE, mmWave, and sub-6 GHz 5G networks. Lenovo is partnering with EE in the UK, Sunrise in Switzerland, and CMCC in China for more market launches later this year. And finally, the Microsoft Insider program is changing from a model of slow ring, fast ring, and release preview. The new system will give a dev channel replacing the fast ring with new features on OS improvements. The beta ring replaces the slow ring with a reliable version of features to come in a particular release, and the release preview channel replaces the ring of the same name and adds support from Microsoft. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. Show notes and links to all headlines will be there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.